Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with American Cancer Society's Senior Community Development Manager, Kim Durst, about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and upcoming events for Relay for Life of Guthrie County. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Right now, there's being research done into a possible vaccine to prevent colon cancer. This could be years off, who knows, but do you think it could turn into something similar like the HPV vaccine that's recommended for children?
Absolutely. That was the one thing I was going to say. You know, with this HPV vaccine, you know, starting that when they're young, you know, with the colon cancer as well, I could see this being, you know, a great way to start utilizing, especially those with family history. And so I can see it being something that's really going to assist in helping us prevent or control colon cancer. So it's very exciting. So I look forward to hearing more about what they're doing and, you know, where they're coming with this new vaccine. And as soon as I have more information, I will definitely share.
With research comes the money to fund such scientist research. And for that, there's the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. There's a lot coming up towards the end of March here for Guthrie County.
Yeah, it's a busy month. We are just hitting the ground running in March. We're going to start off with a fundraiser on Saturday, March 14th. It's our St. Patrick's Day Relay for Life 9-pin bowling tournament, and that's at the Incredible in Guthrie Center. And we have three different times that you can bowl, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. It's a $25 entry fee per person. And you don't have to be a team, but if you have a group that want to come in, awesome. But, you know, if you are a bowler and you just want to join in the fun, you can participate as well because this is an individual tournament. And, you know, there are still spots available. So give Incredible a call to reserve your spot today. And it is just a great time. And we kind of call this our kickoff for the Relay for Life. So the last 2 years that we've, 2 or 3 years that we've done this, it has been jam-packed. So get your reservations made today. But we guarantee it'll be a great time. We have, you know, fun prizes and games throughout the evening. And so, you know, come out and join us and help us fight back against cancer.
Coming up soon after that is the annual Relay for Life event. What is there kind of to mark our calendars for what's coming up with that?
Well, to start off that relay week, we have our Relay for Life team bank night on March 30th, which is a Monday night. And it's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Guthrie County State Bank in Guthrie Center. And this is a night where teams can come in and drop off any fundraising, silent auction items that they'd like to donate, pick up their luminarias, get those ordered, as well as get information on the relay itself. And it's not just for teams either. So if you're a cancer survivor or just want to learn more about the relay, or get your luminaria ordered, or turn any donations in, this is a great night to come in and visit with the Relay for Life committee and just get more information and, you know, learn more about what we're doing and what will be happening the day of Relay, which is Saturday, April 4th.
And I see there's a luminaria order form already on the Relay for Life of Guthrie County's Facebook page. Are you taking orders for that already?
Yes, we are. So, you know, go out to our Facebook page, Relay for Life of Guthrie County, and that's where you're going to see a lot of updates on the relay, as well as, like, the luminaria forms that you're able to print off from there. So feel free to, you know, do that, and you can turn, you know, these order forms into Jennifer Danker. Her address is on the luminaria order form, or you could feel free to turn them into Guthrie County State Bank and Guthrie Center as well. They will take them and get them to our luminaria committee. And the more we can get in ahead of time, it's a lot easier to get those made prior to the day of. But you know what? We still take orders the day of and get them out around our track at the event center so that your loved one is honored or remembered. So luminarias are $5 up until the day of relay, and then the day of relay they are $10. So anyway, it's a great way to, you know, like I said, honor and celebrate or remember those that we've lost to cancer.
I'm sure I'll talk to someone with the Central Committee closer to the event about what exactly all will be on the schedule. But would you like to give a general synopsis of what goes on at the event?
Absolutely. So we did move Relay up to Saturday, April 4th. We've always done it in June. But now that we've moved it inside at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds Event Center, you know, we thought we'd try something different and move it up to the spring. And hopefully we can, you know, it'll fit into everyone's schedules. But, you know, this is open to the public. It's a day to celebrate cancer survivors and to show them that their community supports them. And so, you know, we invite cancer survivors, their loved ones and family, sponsors, obviously teams, you know, family, friends, and anyone in the community that would just like to come out for a great day of celebrating our cancer survivors. And we're going to be starting it off at 4 o'clock, and, you know, we're going to be having a silent auction, and we always have some great items. Businesses in our communities are so incredibly generous in donating awesome silent auction items for this evening. And, you know, we will have kids' activities. We'll also have adult activities. Our theme this year is Hope Grows Here. So there'll be lots of things going on between 4 and 6, including a meal. The Betty Smith family and the Guthrie County Hospital are putting together an awesome dinner that night, which is free will donation, and cancer survivors eat free. So, you know, come out for dinner, check out the silent auction. You know, we're going to have some entertainment with hopefully some of our area dancers from our dance studios, as well as high school students singing from our high schools here in Guthrie County. So just a lot of fun stuff going on between 4 and 6, and 6 o'clock is when we're going to be starting our opening ceremonies and honoring our cancer survivors and caregivers and having our luminaria ceremony, and just a great way to, like I said, celebrate our cancer survivors. And then we're going to do our live pie auction. We'll be starting at 7 p.m. And, you know, we have some incredible pie makers here in Guthrie County that donate pies through our different organizations. And so it's always a huge hit. And, you know, like I said, it's delicious pies that everybody loves. So, you know, we're really hoping that everybody will come out and join us in this celebration.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with American Cancer Society Senior Community Development Manager Kim Durst about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and upcoming events for Relay for Life of Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.